The Alaska Senate has unanimously passed a resolution opposing the Beringia International Park, an idea agreed upon in 1991 by then-Presidents Bush and Gorbachev. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Last October, a memorandum of understanding was signed by U.S. and Russian representatives to create the Beringia International Park. The MOU is awaiting the signature of President Obama. The sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution 15 is Senator Kathy Geisel from Anchorage.
The Alaska state government has not been any part of these discussions. It's being driven by the United Nations.
The program was created in 1991 with the intent of developing and understanding the importance of the natural and cultural resources in the area known as Beringia. Senator Geisel suggests the proposed international park could cover a huge area of Alaska.
The area goes from the top of Alaska down to the Aleutian Chain and all the way over to the Mackenzie River in Canada. This, at minimum, would take in Red Dog Mine, the NPRA, Prudhoe Bay, Point Thompson, and Anwar. Camel's nose gets under the tent. National Park Service continues to expand this international designation.
Senate Joint Resolution 15 asks that the Alaska Legislature and Congress give their approval before any further designation or actions are taken regarding the Beringia International Park. The park would include parts of the district represented by Senator Donnie Olson, who spoke out in support of the resolution during Tuesday's Senate floor session.
There's no doubt that the commonality of culture and language, tradition, exist between the peoples on both sides of the Bering Straits. But I am wary of an international park that can stifle development, economic growth in the region of Alaska that I represent. As part of the park that's there now, what I've seen the influence of is that's cramped the efforts of the reindeer herding industry. Those people that are dependent on herding those animals for the last over 100 years have been put on the back burner because of this park that has already there. This will further, I think, thwart some of the efforts of people that are just trying to maintain a living out there, just trying to go ahead and live so they can stay back where their families are from.
Senate Joint Resolution 15 calls for the Alaska governor and the agencies of the state to be consulted and involved in the process of designating the proposed Beringia International Park if a decision is made to go forward. The resolution also includes language calling for the governor and the attorney general to use all legal remedies available if the creation of the park would hamper the use or development of the natural resources of the state of Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.